Al-Bayan Radio presents Ramadan Afternoons with Sheikh Khalid Isa and Sheikh Jalal Shami.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa salam. Nuhayikum ikhwani ala idha'at al-bayan, sawtu ahl sunnah wal jama'a fi hadha al-liqa' al-hay. ونستضيف في هذا البرنامج أمسيات رمضانية فضيلة الشيخ خالد حسن عيسى ومع موضوع الكبائر كما ذكره الإمام الذهبي رحمه الله في كتابه الكبائر فليتفضل مشكورا.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولا أما بعد الكبيرة التي سنتكلم عنها اليوم والتي ذكرها الإمام الذهبي في كتابه هي الإمام الغش لرعيته الظالم الجبار. وهذا الأمر هو مهم جدا، ولعل الإمام الذهبي لا يقصد فقط الإمام الأعظم، بل سنجد أنه ذكر أحاديث تتضمن الكلام عن كل مسؤول، عن كل مسؤول، فكل من ولاه الله عز وجل مسؤولية وقصر فيها وغش رعيته فيها يدخل في هذا الباب. فإذا هذا الأمر هو مهم جدا على كل من تحمل مسؤولية من مسؤوليات هذه الأمة أن يتفقه في هذه الأحاديث وأن يتدبرها. ابتدأ الكلام بذكر قول الله عز وجل: إنما السبيل على الذين يظلمون الناس ويبغون في الأرض بغير الحق أولئك لهم عذاب أليم. إذن توعد الله بالعذاب الأليم لمن يظلم الناس ويسعى في الأرض بالفساد. وغالبا أيها الإخوة، الذين يظلمون الناس هم الذين في موقع السلطة، هم الذين في موقع القوة، هؤلاء هم الذين يصدر منهم الظلم والبغي والتطاول على الناس. فإذا هؤلاء متوعدون بعذاب أليم. وقال الله تعالى: كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوا لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كلكم مسؤول، كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. أخرجه الإمام البخاري. إذن يعني كما ترون ذكر الأحاديث التي فيها أو التي تتضمن كل إنسان تولى رعية ولو كانت على مستوى صغير. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من غشنا فليس منا. أخرجه الإمام مسلم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أيما راع غش رعيته فهو في النار، أيما راع غش رعيته فهو في النار. أيها الإخوة، يعني الحديث الذي ذكرنا مقطعا منه: كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته، فالإمام راع ومسؤول عن رعيته، هذا الإمام الأكبر. لكن ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصنافا أخرى: والرجل راع في أهل بيته ومسؤول عن رعيته، والمرأة راعية في بيت زوجها ومسؤولة عن رعيتها، فكلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. وهؤلاء جميعا، يعني الإمام والرجل في بيته والزوجة، كلهم يجب عليهم النصيحة لمن تحت أيديهم. فأي يعني هؤلاء يدخلون في قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أيما راع غش رعيته فهو في النار. فإذا هي مسؤولية عظيمة على الرجل إذا ولاه الله بيتا تحته زوجة وتحته أولاد أن ينصح لهم وأن يدلهم على الخير وأن يأمرهم بالمعروف وأن ينهاهم عن المنكر وأن يبين لهم الحلال ويحضهم عليه وأن يحرم عليهم وأن يبين لهم الحرام وينفرهم منه. كل هذه من النصح من الراعي لتجاه من ولاه الله أمره. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من استرعاه الله رعية ثم لم يحطها بنصح إلا حرم الله عليه الجنة. في لفظ ما من يعني من استرعاه الله رعية أو ما من رجل يسترعيه الله رعية يموت وهو يوم يموت وهو غش لرعيته إلا حرم الله عليه الجنة. متفق عليه. وفي لفظ لم يجد رائحة الجنة. إذن هي يعني هذه الأحاديث تبين عظم المسؤولية، عظم المسؤولية. كثير من الناس يحبون المسؤولية لكن حقها كبير. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أمير عشرة إلا يؤتى به مغلولة يداه إلى عنقه أطلقه عدله أو أوبقه جوره. سبحان الله. إنه ما من إنسان يلي أمر عشرة من المسلمين إلا يأتي يوم القيامة وهذه صفته، إلا ويأتي يداه مغلولة يده إلى عنقه أطلقه عدله، إن كان عادلا فتطلق يده أو أوبقه جوره. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعين كل صاحب مسؤولية، كل صاحب رعية على أن يقوم بحق رعيته وأن ينصح لهم كما أمره الله سبحانه وتعالى.
All praise due to Allah. May Allah send His peace and blessings upon His final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. We welcome you to Al Bayan Radio and this live Ramadan afternoon program with our beloved Sheikh Khaled Isa. And as you may well all be aware that we are speaking about the major sins in Islam, as mentioned by Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah in his great book, the Al-Kaba'ir, the great sins, or the major sins. And the major sin that we'll speak about today is a leader who is not true to his flock, or the oppressive, tyrannical leader. So any person who is responsible for others, responsible for a community, responsible for one of the benefits of the community or whatever position of leadership he may have. And this doesn't only mean the head of state. It could mean anyone who is responsible for anything in any capacity. Because if you are anointed any leadership, then this is a trust thrust upon you, and you are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. First of all, some verses that relate to this topic. Allah ta'ala, He says, which translates to mean, the cause or the right of retribution is only against the one who wrong the people and tyrannize upon the earth without right. Those will have a painful punishment. So a person has the right of repercussion, of retaliation against those who oppress people and cause injustice in the earth without right. They will have a painful torment. So the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the warning of a painful torment is a sign of the gravity of what they do. Another verse, Allah ta'ala says, that they did not used to forbid evil that they used to do. And generally, we know that those who oppress people, those who do not stop evil, do not stop oppression, they are those who have the power in the land. They are the people in authority. They are the leaders. Also, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "All of you are shepherds, and all of you are responsible for their flock." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Whoever betrays us, he is not one of us." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "The oppression will be darkness on the Day of Judgment." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "If ever there is a shepherd who betrays his flock, then he is in the hellfire." And in these ahadith, he spoke about that you are all shepherds and you are all responsible for your flock. Now, this may refer to the head of state, the leader of the community. It can refer to a man who's responsible over his household, and it can refer to a wife who is responsible over her household and her children. All of these people need to be aware that they have responsibility and they're answerable in the way that they behave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so every person must be aware and take heed so that they don't fall into injustice and they don't betray this responsibility that has been anointed to them. And all of these leaders, whether it's the head of state or whether it's a person in charge of a certain project or community, whether it's a man in his household, or whether it's a woman, a wife in her household, all of these people need to act in their responsibility in the best interests of those people that he's responsible for. He must be true to his responsibility and not betray his responsibility of those under his influence. Another narration of the Prophet ﷺ, whoever Allah anoints with the responsibility of shepherding a flock and he doesn't fulfill its right. Another narration says, and he may die on the day that he dies while he has betrayed his flock, then he will be of the people of the hellfire. Another narration says, he will not smell the fragrance of paradise. So anyone who Allah has anointed a leadership and is the shepherd over a group of people, and he dies having not been true to that position, and he betrayed that position in some way or another by not doing the right thing, by not looking out for their benefit, by having self-interest, by being unjust, then he will be of the people of the hellfire. He won't smell the fragrance of paradise. The Prophet ﷺ even said that if a person is responsible for even 10 people, you're in charge of 10 people, he will come on the Day of Judgment and his hand is tied to his neck, and he will be made to answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he was just in the way he treated those under him, then he will be let free. And if he was oppressive towards them, then he will be thrown into the hellfire.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث بين ما ينبغي لولاة الأمر أن يكون عليه من الصفات. من أهم ما ينبغي لولي الأمر أن يتحلى به هو الرفق، أن لا يكون عنيفا على رعيته. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: اللهم من ولي من أمر أمتي شيئا فرفق بهم، اللهم من ولي من أمر هذه الأمة شيئا فرفق بها، أي بالأمة، فارفق به، ومن شق عليها فاشقق عليه. رواه الإمام مسلم. إذن من المعاصي الكبائر أن يشق الوالي على الرعية، أن يعاملهم بقسوة، بشدة. هذه من المعاصي. ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مبينا كيف ينبغي للرعية أن يتعاملوا مع الولاة الفسقة الجوارة الظلمة. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: سيكون أمراء فسقة جوارة، فمن صدقهم بكذبهم وأعانهم على ظلمهم فليس مني ولست منه ولن يرد علي الحوض. إذن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تبرأ من قسمين من الناس. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تبرأ من الوالي الظالم الذي يعامل رعيته بشدة ويظلمهم، وتبرأ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من نوع من الرعية الذين يعينون الظالم الوالي الظالم على ظلمه. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أنه من أعانهم، من صدقهم بكذبهم وأعانهم على ظلمهم فليس مني ولست منه ولن يريد علي الحوض. فأيضا هذه معصية من قبل الرعية، معصية كبيرة، إذا أعانوا الظالم كانوا عونا له على ظلمه. فأيضا ينبغي للرعية أن يبتعدوا عن الولاة الظلمة وأن لا يكونوا لهم أمراء ولا مساعد حتى لا يدخلوا في هذا الوعيد.
Also, our religion has given instruction to the leaders and instructed them to uphold certain characteristics. So the first and most important characteristic that the leader should have is to be merciful, to be kind to those who he is leading. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, O Allah, if anyone is entrusted with any affair of this ummah and he is kind to them, so Allah be kind to him. And whoever is harsh to them, then you, O Allah, be harsh upon him. So just as the leader deals with his flock, then Allah will deal with him. If he is kind and merciful and patient and forbearing with them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be such towards him. Also, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us how to deal with our leaders, even if the leaders are oppressive. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that surely you will have leaders who are sinful and tyrannical, unjust. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever verifies their wrong, whoever supports and justifies their lies and helps them in their injustice, then he is disavowed from me and I am disavowed from him. He has nothing to do with me and I have nothing to do with him, and he will not drink from my cistern on the Day of Judgment. He will not drink from the hawd, or the pool of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yawm al-qiyamah. So this is a stern warning of those leaders who are harsh and oppressive and are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also it is a warning against those that support such leaders and they justify their actions and they confirm their actions to be acceptable even though they are not, and they don't call out their lies, but rather they try to justify their lies and they support them, then the warning is very severe against them as well. That the Prophet ﷺ, he said, distancing himself from such people and saying that they will not drink from his pool on the Day of Judgment.
أيضا أيها الإخوة، من الواجب على الولاء أو على أصحاب السلطة أن ينشروا العدل بين الناس وأن يقوموا بوظيفة الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر، وهذه وظيفة عظيمة، وظيفة عظيمة، بل هي من أعظم الوظائف التي تتوجب على السلطان. وهذه ما دامت قائمة فأهل ذلك البلد على خير، لكن لو عطل هذا الأمر فهذا علامة شؤم على تلك البلد وعلامة على قرب نزول عقاب الله سبحانه وتعالى. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من قوم يعمل فيهم بالمعاصي هم أعز وأكثر ممن يعمله. يعني في قوم يعملون بالمعاصي لكن بجانبهم قوم هم أعز، يعني هم عندهم القوة والسلطان وهم أكثر من الذين يرتكبون المعاصي، هم أعز وأكثر ممن يعمله، ثم لم يغيروا إلا عمهم الله بعقاب، إلا عمهم الله بعقاب. إذن هذا من واجب السلطان، من واجب الوالي أن يمكن طائفة أن تأمر بالمعروف وأن تنهى عن المنكر، وهذا من أسباب وقاية ذلك البلد من العقوبة. أما إذا كان السلطان لم يأمر بالمعروف ولم ينهى عن المنكر ولم يولي طائفة تقوم بذلك وانتشر الفساد وهم قادرون على أن يمنعوه ثم لم يمنعوه، إلا عمهم الله بعذاب من عنده.
The second point that is an advice to the leaders, that it is incumbent upon the leaders, especially the heads of state, that they make sure that justice is enforced upon the people. And this is the most important job of the head of state, to safeguard justice and the rule of law. And this is a sign of their goodness. For as long as they uphold justice, then this is a sign of their goodness. And if they forsake justice and allow corruption and allow immorality and sin, then this is a sign of a reflection of who they are and their characteristics. As well, how much that they stand up for justice and for good, or if they do not, and if they do not, then this is a sign of the nearness of their destruction. As well, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that people may do sin in a society. And as long as there are people who are in a position of influence and power in that society and they do not try to prevent them, they don't try to stop that evil or minimize that evil as much as they can, then Allah, if they do not do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his punishment over the entire community. And so this is why it is important for the leaders to be proactive in stopping evil and immorality and sin, and to allow the people in the community, people in the society, whether it's the police or the scholars or whoever it may be, to endow them with the powers necessary for limiting and stopping evil and corruption. Because it is the job of the leader and the head of state to make sure that goodness and virtue is promoted and evil and harm and sin is minimized and stopped as much as possible. And if they don't do that, then as mentioned in the hadith, that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover all people if they do not stand up for justice and don't stand against evil and corruption.
للأسف بدل أن يكون الولاة والحكومات قائمة بالعدل بين الناس، أصبح كثيرا من الولاة وأصبح كثير من الحكومات تأوي أهل الفساد وتعطيهم الأمان والحرية ليتصرفوا كما يشاءون. وهذا أمر عظيم في الفساد. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحدث حدثا أو آوى محدثا فعليه لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين، لا يقبل الله منه صرفا ولا عدلا، لا يقبل الله منه صرفا ولا عدلا. من أعظم واجبات الحاكم هي تحقيق العدل، فكيف إذا انقلب الأمر إلى ضد ذلك؟ أصبح هو آويا للظلم وآويا لأهل الظلم، مبعدا للمظلومين. فهنا يكون هذا المجتمع موغلا في الفساد، موغلا، لا يبقى عند الناس ثقة بعدل ذلك الحاكم. وإذا فقد الناس الثقة في عدل الحاكم انتشر الفساد والعياذ بالله. تفضل يا
شيخ. It's unfortunate to see that instead of the leaders establishing justice between the people, unfortunately, some of the leaders and some of the governments, they give asylum and protection and amnesty to people of corruption and immorality. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever commits a sin or makes an innovation, or he gives refuge to a criminal or to a sinner or to an innovator, then upon him is the anger of Allah and the angels and all people. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah will not accept from him any good deed, no major good deed or minor good deed, no obligatory deed or voluntary good deed. So this shows the importance of the leaders in supporting the people of goodness and justice, and not giving amnesty and support to people of evil and corruption. And this is something that is needed so much, or else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger will come upon such people and they will not have any success after that.
إذن من صفات الحاكم أن يكون رفيقا، كما مر معنا، أن يكون رحيما، لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لا يرحم لا يرحم. ولقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من ولاه الله شيئا من أمور المسلمين فاحتجب دون حاجتهم وخلتهم وفقرهم، احتجب الله دون حاجته وخلته وفقره يوم القيامة. هذا يذكرنا سبحان الله بخليفة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أبي بكر، لما تولى أمر الناس فخطب الناس وقال لهم: الضعيف يعني المظلوم أو الضعيف فيكم قوي عندي حتى أخذ له بحقه، والقوي عندكم ضعيف عندي حتى أخذ الحق منه. فإذا هو كان يقرب صاحب الحق ولو كان ضعيفا بين الناس، فعنده هو الذي ينبغي أن ينصر، وهو الذي ينبغي أن تفتح له الأبواب. أما القوي الظالم فعنده هو الذي ينبغي، هو ضعيف عنده وينبغي أن يؤخذ منه الحق. هكذا كان سيد هذه الأمة بعد نبيها صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو بكر يتعامل مع الناس. وهكذا ينبغي لكل وال أن يأخذ درسا من عدل الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، فقد كانوا مثالا في العدل رضي الله تعالى عنهم. والإمام العادل كما تعلمون من السبعة الذين يظلهم الله سبحانه وتعالى في ظله يوم القيامة، يوم لا ظل إلا ظله.
So as we have mentioned, from the characteristic of the ruler is that he should be forbearing, should be kind and merciful. As the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, those who show mercy to others, then Allah the Most High will show mercy towards him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that any leader who turns away and hides away, for example, in his office and doesn't lend an ear to the needs of people and addresses their needs and addresses their fears and their poverty, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shield himself from that leader's needs and his fears and his poverties, and he will not sort of answer his prayers or be with him to help him when he needs it. So just as we deal with people, especially if we are leaders, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with us. And there is a great example in the story of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when he, in the early days of his leadership, he addressed the people, making his address and showing what his policy is. And of the words that he said, that the weak person, the person who's weak, to me, he will be strong. That I will stand up for his rights and I will not allow him to be oppressed. So I will stand up for the weak. And the strong one, the one who uses his strength to cause injustice and take what is not worthy of and to prevent people what they are due, then they will be weak to me. I won't have any recognition of their strength, and I will make sure that they are doing the right thing. So this was the attitude of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the first Khalifa or the first leader after the death of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He stood up for the weak and was not intimidated by the strong, and he enforced justice and was very kind to especially the weak and the forgotten in society. And this is as the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that seven types of people will be under the shade of Allah on the day where there is no shade except for his shade. And he mentioned of those seven is a young man who grew up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of those seven is the righteous leader, the just leader. In the story of these great leaders, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali, is a great role models and examples for Muslim leaders that we should try to emulate in their leadership in whatever capacity we are leaders in.
أخيرا أيها الإخوة, هذا تحذير للظلمة, لا تغترن بإمهال الله عز وجل. قد يمهل الله الظالم, لكن لابد يوم أن يأتي وينتقم الله من الظالم. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الله لا يملي للظالم حتى إذا أخذه لم يفلته, ثم قرأ, وكذلك أخذ ربك إذا أخذ القرى وهي ظالمة إن أخذه أليم شديد. واعلموا يا عباد الله أن الدار الآخرة هي ليس لأولئك الصنف من الناس الذين يبغون في الأرض بغير الحق. قال الله تعالى, تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يرزقنا العدل, ونعوذ بالله من البغي والظلم, نعوذ بالله من البغي والظلم. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن نحشر يوم القيامة ونحن بريئون من ظلم الخلق, من ظلم الخلق. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول, وإني أخشى, لما طلب منه قالوا له سعر, قال لهم, إن الله هو المسعر القابض الباسط, وإني لأرجو الله, أرجو أن ألقى الله وليس أحد منكم يطلبني بمظلمة في دم ولا في مال. هذه كانت أمنية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، رجاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونحن أيضا نرجو أن نلقى الله، وليس يعني علينا مظلمة لأحد من الناس، لا في مال ولا في عرض ولا في دم. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
So in this chapter, there is a warning for the oppressors, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take action and will stand, Allah ta'ala will take action against the oppressors and those who oppress their people. And a person, a leader, should not find confidence or feel safe because nothing is happening to him. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give time for a wrongdoer to give him a chance to repent or to give him a chance to do more oppression until Allah seizes him. And when Allah seizes him, he will not let him go. And as Allah ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, and such is the seizing of your Lord when he seizes a town that is wrongful. Indeed, Allah's seizing is painful and stern. And remember, my dear brothers and sisters, that the hereafter and the abode, the honorable abode of the hereafter, is not for the oppressive people and tyrannical people, but rather it is for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah ta'ala says, such is the abode of the hereafter, the honorable abode of the hereafter. Allah has made it for those who do not seek dominance in the land, and those who do not seek corruption in the land. And the final success will be for the pious. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with justice. We ask Allah to protect us from transgression and oppression. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those on the Day of Judgment who are free from oppression and free from anyone seeking recourse against them in their wealth or in their blood or in their honor. As the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to say that, and he used to hope for that, and he used to say, "Oh Allah, make me of those who, when they meet you, no one comes and seeks recourse or retribution in regards to their wealth or their blood or their honor." And this is what we hope, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us free of oppressing others and free of anyone seeking justice from us, because we have not caused any injustice to anyone. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Bihadha nashkuru fadilat al-shaykh Khalid Isa ala ma ajada wa afad. Rasulullah an yaktubu thalik fi mizani hasanati. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward our Shaykh Khalid for what he has shared with us, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it beneficial. And inshallah, before we end for today, I just remind the brothers and sisters that the Eid is near approaching in the next couple of days, inshallah. So be aware of the prayer places of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We love to see our brothers and sisters on the day of Eid coming together and congregating. So we ask you to look for your nearest Eid prayer location for Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, whether that is organized through our brothers in the Masjid al-Azhar in Belmore, or in Auburn, or Liverpool, or Revesby, or Campbelltown. Some of the locations have been set, and some that will be announced soon, inshallah, because of the uncertainty in regards to the weather. But as you know, we always try to fulfill the sunnah and praying in the outdoors, in the parklands. And inshallah, we hope that will be made easy for us, for example, in Homebush and in Bass Hill and in Liverpool and in Campbelltown and in Wollongong as well. So look out for that. And in case of rain, then keep an ear out as well for the alternate locations. We'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make things easy for us and you. And we'll ask Allah to accept from us and you our good deeds. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.